WABF, and good morning, 823, 65 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome the marketing director of the Eastern Shore Arts Center, Miss Adrienne Clow, to join us on our community contact interview program. Good morning, Adrienne.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And happy First Friday.
Yes.
We always are looking forward to the festivities of the evening at the Eastern Shore Art Center and here at the radio station and throughout downtown. Let's talk about tonight. I have it on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
You can also go to esartcenter.org.
Yeah, you got it.
And then you're going to click on, is it exhibits or events? Wait, right here on the front page.
Oh, yeah. Seeing... So you pulled up our weekly e-blast. So that's actually really good. So we'll start off. We've got new exhibits. So we've got two new exhibits that are taking over the galleries. And
that's a picture of Gene Wilder.
Yes.
Okay.
So the first one is our members open show. It's annually every year, November, December. And every artist member and above is allowed to put in one piece.
Oh, I love that one.
And so this one that we've got on the top of our e-blast this week is by Brian Tudor. And it's a, I think it's an oil painting, actually, of Gene Wilder dressed as Max. And he's writing one of the Wild Things from Where the Wild Things book.
Okay.
So it's so the title of the piece is Where the Wilder Things Are.
Okay.
Because it's Gene Wilder.
Clever, clever.
So that was, that's my favorite piece in the whole show. So I gave him a spot. Spotlight.
Okay.
But so we've got our members open show, and like I said, every member is allowed to put in one piece. We had about 75 to 85 entries, so it was a very interesting and fun show to hang for me yesterday.
75 different perspectives.
Yes.
Techniques, styles, personalities, expressions,
sizes. So
oh, cool.
Oh yeah. So you stand there for a while, kind of like, okay, how am I going to do this? How am I going to put this together? But it all comes together, and it's like once it's just so transformative. Once it's you see it all leaning against the wall on the floor, and then it's up on the wall, and you're like, ah, what was I worried about? It was fine.
And see, as a designer, that's you having to put on the display.
Exactly.
We just go, wow, look at all this great art. And by the way, if we can't make it tonight, like I never get to come because we have our own art walk open house here. But folks can see these, what, the rest of the month?
2 months. So this show and our plein air Fairhope exhibit will be up for 2 months through the end of December.
And the weekday hours are?
Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay, good to know. So if you're hearing this and thinking, man, I'd love to see it, but you can't make it tonight, you've got plenty of opportunities to do so.
They've got
to
see that Gene Wilder piece. So first and foremost, we've got our sponsor for tonight. It's Century Bank. So this allows us the support to carry on these art walks for free admission. They provide the sponsorship so we can provide refreshments and wine and beer and food and to have live music come in and play for everyone.
Angie Lewis is playing.
Yeah, and I've never heard them. So I don't know.
What Angie is a she. And a voice of an angel. Now, she may have an accompanied guitar. I believe she might have a partner playing the guitar.
Good.
And she has the voice of an angel. She's beautiful.
Good. So she'll be inside.
Okay.
And then outside we'll have the Path to Peace choir.
Oh,
they'll be
wonderful.
Outside on the choir. On the courtyard. So we'll have a few chairs set up and everything. So you can wander around the whole building. And so we've got our members open show and the big gallery, and then in our Woolly Gallery and in the foyer, we've got our plein air Fairhope exhibit that'll be up tonight.
Now, they've been out. These are the ones that are painting outside at various locations throughout town. We had one out here the
other day. I saw that on Facebook the other day. Yeah.
So they're already, the ink is hardly dried.
Exactly.
They're hanging them up.
So we had 60 artists that participated this year. And like Lori said, they were downtown, some were down by the pier, some were at Knoll Park, they were more in more rural areas painting like our local barns and homes. We had some at Weeks Bay, down by the Grand Hotel, and so we had, we're currently having like a wet room all this week, so as they finish pieces, they can bring them into the gallery and sell them right off the table. And they are given the opportunity to submit two finalized framed and wired pieces into the exhibit tonight. So 60 artists will have about 120 pieces, plein air works from all over this city. So really excited to see what they've done this week. But yeah.
Now, what's the difference between the members open show and the members sales gallery?
So the sales gallery we have throughout the entire year. And if you've ever been to the art center, when you come in to the right, there's that long hallway that we have. It changes out every other month. So all throughout the year, members can participate and put one piece into that show.
Now, this seems like a unique evening because it's all local artists.
Yeah. Exactly.
All members or local artists in the plein air.
Yeah.
So this is, everything's for sale.
Exactly.
And everything, if you want to buy local art as a gift or for home decor, this it's like, wow, you've got hundreds of choices at your fingertips.
Exactly. This is the best time to do it because I don't think we're going to be doing a December art walk as well because the Christmas parade always falls on that first Friday. So this will be your last art walk before the new year. So this is the best time to get out.
All of these exhibits, though, will be, like you said, Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4 through December 30th.
Exactly. And we also have our gift shop, too. So if you're looking for some more local art, we will have smaller items in our gift shop. And that includes pottery, jewelry, miniature paintings, stuff like that. So, and if you do follow our weekly e-blast, or if you are on our website, I've got the list of all of our artists that we have participating in plein air. On Saturday, we have a gallery talk with our exhibit judge, and we have a quick draw down by the pier. So anybody, even if you're not a participating plein air artist, you can come. It's open to the public Saturday, 9 to 11 a.m., and you just bring your easel and your painting supplies, and you can do a painting in 2 hours, and we have a prize package that we'll have our director selecting a winner. So, yeah,
cool.
Right there.
And then I'm scrolling on and looking at upcoming classes, and I'm intrigued by a couple.
Yeah.
One is a workshop, Blowing Your Own Ornament, and another, Insects and Crustaceans in Sculpture.
Yes. And that one's by Kim Bernatis. She's one of our sculpture teachers. She's actually from New Orleans, and her classes have been filling up really nicely. So, yeah, and our winter session of classes starts in January, week of January 10th. So we've released those classes online, so you can start signing up online.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah. Always busy.
Always busy at the East Shore Arts Center. And I see,
gosh, it was November 1st was our deadline for applications for the festival, too. So,
wow.
I know. It's like, that's in March.
Time is flying.
So we'll be jurying those probably next week, if you can believe it.
So just mark your calendar. The outdoor art show is always the third weekend in March. And it's crazy that it's already, that deadline has already come through. And am I looking at a raffle that's still going on, or is that expired? What is this?
So we have a table in our foyer right now. We had a member that donated this gorgeous geode table to the art center, and we are raffling it off.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
And it's probably about 4 feet wide, and it's literally, it's just a big geode that's like cut down the center
with
the purple crystal
emphasis,
inside, and it's got a glass tabletop on the top, and we are selling 100 tickets, $50 per ticket, and we just, once we sell 100, then we'll call the winner. And like I said, you can, they're $50, and you can go onto our website and purchase a ticket. You can come into the art center and purchase a ticket, but we, until we sell that 100th ticket, you can win this table, and it comes with the transport crate as well. So
you would have
you
to
can transport this bad boy to
You'd
your
have to
house.
See this to believe it.
It's exactly.
Absolutely gorgeous, and a huge geode.
But yeah, it's right when you walk into the art center in the foyer to the left. So if you come to the art center, you'll be able to see it first thing when you walk in.
Wow, what a statement piece.
Oh, yeah.
And how the odds are pretty, 1 in 100.
Exactly.
A lot better than odds of winning the Powerball.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, Adrian, what else do we need to know?
Oh, man, you've mentioned classes, glass blowing. We've got our members' Christmas party December 15th. It's hard to believe that.
Back up there. Members' Christmas party. So that's a members-only event.
That's That's okay. A members only thing too, so it's free for members, but you can also purchase a membership the night of and walk into the door.
Tell us about that, what a membership does.
Yeah, so our first level of membership is an individual membership, and it's $40, and that you receive the benefits of getting a discount on classes, getting a discount on workshops, getting a discount in our gift shop on any items, and you receive all of our mailers, all of our e-blasts that we send out every week, so you're basically the first to know about everything that our center does. And for instance, like for these, like we have our Christmas party that you can come to for free. And if you're an artist, I always love talking about our artist level membership. That's $80 per year. And it gets you into these shows like the one that we're having tonight, the big open show. We've got a big juried show in March. If you are a festival artist and you get into the festival, you get a discount on your booth. So there's all these different types of benefits to being a member. But Christmas party, yeah. Hard to believe. December 15th.
Just to help support, because the Arts Center is a nonprofit. You rely on memberships. The city does some funding.
They do some funding that goes to our festival, to outreach programming. So we've got our outreach director, Nancy, that goes out and she does art with like the Rotary Youth programming, veterans homes, senior assisted living homes. So all those people that can't come to the art center, we can provide art to other people outside of the facility. So it does. It supports the art center. It supports us having lower costs for the academy so that people don't really realize that too with your summer art camps. That's what this goes to, is keeping those costs low and affordable.
Very good.
So yeah,
they can just go online, esartcenter.org, or call
928-2228. It's very similar to the radio station.
928-2228. Thank you, Adrian.
You're welcome.
First Friday Art Walk open house tonight at the Art Center, 6 until 8. Free refreshments, lots of great local art. We're open. We have author Leslie Ann Tarabella.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
And wine and food, and it's always a great party at the radio station. We start at 5:30 to give folks time to make it to other places. So we're here from 5:30 until 8, and y'all come by and see us on 9 North Church Street as well. Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you.
All righty. It is now 8:35 and 66 degrees. WABF, good morning.
I'm Jennifer Fidler, your Republican candidate for House Seat District 94. The general election is Tuesday, November 8th.